Here is a bulletin just received in the CBS newsroom. It was announced officially at Allied Supreme Headquarters today that all Allied beaches are now reported as clear on the Normandy coast of France, and some beaches have been linked up with those adjoining them. This bulletin has come to you from CBS World News. We resume our scheduled program.
Because people everywhere admire and desire an attractive smile, Colinos toothpaste has long been a favorite in 88 different countries around the world. Though wartime conditions have curtailed exports to many of these foreign countries, today there is still plenty of Colinos for you. So ask for and see that you get Colinos, a high-polishing toothpaste, today.
The following program will be interrupted for any important news bulletin. And now, the romance of Helen Trent. The romance of Helen Trent is the story of a woman who will not let life pass her by because she is over 35. Instead, she proves what so many women long to prove, that the romance of youth can exist into middle life and even beyond. Did any of your friends ever mention Bisodol for prompt, real relief from heartburn and other annoying symptoms of indigestion due to excess stomach acidity? If they haven't, take the advice of a great many doctors. Take Bisodol. This modern compound helps you in a way that old-fashioned kitchen remedies like plain baking soda seldom do. That's because Bisodol is a fast-acting combination of medically proven ingredients specially designed to neutralize excess acids, soothe irritated membranes, stimulate gastric action. And Bisodol brings you relief in almost no time at all. Try pleasant-tasting, mint-flavored Bisodol yourself. You'll be delighted with the way it puts you right back on your feet. Just take according to directions on the package. Easy to take Bisodol, B-I-S-O-D-O-L, comes in powder form for home use and in convenient Bisodol mints, flavored tablets handy to carry with you. Be prepared when indigestion due to excess stomach acidity strikes. Get Bisodol today. Only 25 cents at any drugstore. Again, the romance of Helen Trent. Gil Whitney, to whom Helen is engaged, and who must spend several months in a wheelchair until he can walk again, is convalescing at his home outside Hollywood now, with Bugsy O'Toole as his nurse and general handyman, and his younger sister Marjorie as his house guest. While Marjorie is away for a few days, Helen has seized the opportunity tonight to talk to Gil about something which has long been on her mind, and which has now brought her feelings to a peak of hurt and resentment. Helen sees no reason why she and Gil can't be married at once. But Gil feels strongly that they shouldn't till he's well again. So tonight, in an outburst of pent-up emotion, Helen has told Gil that they've got to take their happiness now, this very month of June, or never. Gil, distressed and thoughtful, sits in his wheelchair in the lamplit living room, watching Helen pace up and down before the fireplace.
Gil, I'm ready to reach out and take what belongs to us and deal with the hindrances afterward. If you aren't ready, say so, and we'll let the whole thing drop.
Are you saying you'll stop loving me?
I'm asking you the questions now. Can we be married right away, Gil, or can't we?
How long do I have to decide on the answer?
No time, not any. I want the answer right now. When I look back on how long we've loved each other, the things we've let stand in our way, I think we're a couple of blind fools who don't deserve any happiness. And along that line, I'd like to remind you of something you said yourself one time. It was that night at my apartment when you got the long-distance call that your mother had died. Do you remember what you said, Gil?
No.
I remember every word of it. You said, death has to happen, Helen. It has to happen to everybody. Someday you'll leave me this way, or I'll leave you. You said, the only way to lick the inevitable is to enjoy life while you have it. Happiness while you have it. It's all so short, this business of living, so short. A few years that pass like a dream, and that's all. You said that then. Yet you're consistently unwilling to profit by your own philosophy.
Helen, in all my actions, or shall I say my lack of action, perhaps, one thing has always guided me, sweetheart. I've always been considerate of how every single move might affect you.
Stop being considerate of me. I don't want it that way.
If I love you, though, it follows that I have to be considerate. I have to put your welfare first.
Nothing follows but that you and I belong to each other. Together, and we are together, and I'm miserable this way. Oh, Gil, can't you think how it would be if this were our home?
Oh, Helen, stop. Do you think I don't want that, too? Do you think every word you've said to me, I haven't felt myself a thousand times? Sweetheart, don't make it harder for me than it's been all along, please, I beg.
Then let's put an end to it, darling, will you?
I'm a man. To me, you're the most beautiful, desirable creature on earth, and I long for you with all that I'm made of. I'm not fashioned of stone. My blood runs hot as fire in my veins when I'm close to you, and you know it. Every time I touch you or even look at you, I almost go mad with longing. I loathe everything that's ever happened to keep us apart. I'd like to marry you and get away from everything and everybody and have you to myself for years, not months. I love you more than you'll ever know, Helen. You'll live all your life and never even dream how great my love for you is. I hate to deny you anything. And yet here I am, too helpless even to walk over to where you stand. What can I give you when I'm this way? Suppose something happens and I stay this way for years.
Don't say that again. You won't be an invalid for long.
We don't know. And I'm not willing to burden you. Here I sit, as immovable as a stone, a big frame of a man as helpless as an infant. You want to make a honeymoon of the summer. Helen, what can I say? You who have always understood me, understand now how I feel.
All I want is to be near you always. I want to take care of you and cook your meals and fetch your things and sit with you in the long evenings and be with you. That's enough for me, Gil. Companionship. Oh, Gil, if we wait too long for our happiness, the whole idea will... It'll turn sour and bitter in our mouths with waiting. Gil, let's not care about any hindrances. Oh, please, let's belong to each other right away.
Oh, don't cry, sweetheart.
Gil.
Oh, great God, it'd be so easy for me to say yes, so hard to say no. I'm so sick and weary of waiting. Sick as you are, Helen, only I never let myself speak it aloud until now. Darling, darling, if you and I don't have the toughest luck.
No. 10 o'clock. It's time to take your medicine.
I'll let it go for tonight.
No, don't do that. Can I get it for you?
I'd better. I can manage.
Gil, will you say yes?
Helen, let me think things over for a while.
Oh, darling, I... Well, all right, a day or two then.
You tempt me. You know that.
I want to tempt you. I want to make you change your mind. I know you'll be glad afterward, Gil. I know you will. Oh, I wish you could have talked to a man I talked to the other day. I met him in the studio. He was a visitor, some friend of Mr. Brady's. I sat next to him at lunch. He was just a young man over here from the other side on war business. He said that he'd lived in London all through the Blitz. And that in one way it was an experience he wouldn't take anything for. Because the havoc he saw. The blotting out of lives, all the horror of those bombings. He said it gave him an entirely new sense of values. He said he knows now that all that's worthwhile in life is human relationships. Enjoying what you have while you can have it. And the simple things, the good things of the present. Those are what I want, Gil. For us. I want us to be together now, right away.
I want it too, but Helen... Oh, well, I'll go and get the medicine off of her. Come here a second, sweetheart. Lean down and kiss me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to make you cry. You look like a hurt little girl.
You had tears in your eyes, too. Oh, I'm sorry if I hurt you, darling.
I'll be back.
I'm going out in the kitchen and get a drink of water. Shall I bring you some?
No.
Oh, Foxy.
Is something you want, Miss Trent?
I thought you'd gone out.
Oh, creepers. I've been all over the neighborhood looking for Myrtle. I stumped my toe a half a dozen times in the dark and nearly broke my neck. And where do you think I locate that good-for-nothing cat? Look, I'm giving her my own steak for dinner tonight. I'm opening a whole can of salmon and giving her that, too. She eats like a tiger instead of an ordinary self-respecting cat. And where do I find her? I asked you. Down the road in the Wharton's garbage can. Now, can you beat that for... what's the matter with you, Miss Trent?
Nothing. I'm just getting a drink of water.
Oh, you've been crying.
It's nothing. I'm all right.
Well, if it's none of my business, say so. But I mean, a pretty dame crying. Oh, brother, that's something Bugsy O'Toole don't like to see. You and the boss have a fight?
No.
You feel bad? Headache or something?
Uh-uh.
Somebody make you sore? Look, anybody you want, I should sock him in the kisser for you.
Oh, thanks. No.
Uh-huh. I get it. It's none of my business.
Oh, Bugsy, I've been trying to persuade Mr. Whitney that even though he isn't in a wheelchair, we could go on and be married just the same. Oh, but I can tell from the way he looks. I know exactly what he's going to say. He's going to say no, Bugsy. I know he is.
Well, we'll see what Gil's answer will be as our story continues. So be sure not to miss The Romance of Helen Trent tomorrow. If you can't make up your mind what to do about the annoyance of heartburn or indigestion due to excess stomach acidity, listen to this. You can get marvelously quick, effective relief from these unpleasant symptoms with Bisodol. This modern compound does a thoroughly helpful job of bringing swift relief from gastric hyperacidity, a job that's recommended by many doctors. That's because Bisodol is such a far cry from out-of-date kitchen remedies that work only one way, like plain baking soda. Instead, Bisodol is a fast-acting combination of medically proven ingredients that act several ways at once. For Bisodol not only brings prompt relief, it also neutralizes excess acid, stimulates gastric action, soothes irritated membranes. Spare yourself the misery of indigestion due to excess stomach acidity. Get pleasant-tasting, mint-flavored Bisodol at your drugstore today and take according to directions. It comes in easy-to-take powder form for home use or in convenient packets of Bisodol mint-flavored tablets, so handy to carry with you. Either way, Bisodol, B-I-S-O-D-O-L, costs only 25 cents. And either way, it spells fast relief from stomach distress. Prove it yourself. Get Bisodol today. Helen Trent will be on the air at this same time tomorrow. This is Field and Farrington saying goodbye for Helen Trent and inviting you to listen to Easy Aces tonight, 7:30 to 8 Eastern Wartime, over many of these stations.
If you want a fast, sure way to kill flies and mosquitoes, try Flydead. This pleasantly scented liquid spray combines fast action and sure death. In fact, it is so fatal to germ-carrying insects that Flydead meets the government's highest standards, has earned a double A rating for effectiveness. So get Flydead FLYDED today. Big 6-ounce size, only 10 cents at leading stores everywhere.